on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and we've got a monster meeting at Geelong. 10 of the best, which is great to see after we've seen a few of the meetings abandoned due to wet weather earlier in the week, which means Ryan Huntley's been a very busy man finding us all of the winners. Today, how are you, Oz?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Tell us about how in-depth this meeting is. We've got a few shorties, but gee, there's 10 races to find a few winners. Are you confident?
Look, I am. Look, it's a beautiful track, Geelong, isn't it? And we got the rail out between 8 and 11, but I think Jimmy Dalton and the team do a great job with the track down there. I'd expect it to play pretty fairly. And, there might be some nice horses, particularly, come out of the maidens today.
Gee, I'm glad you gave Jimmy Dalton a rap, because we've got him on the line now to have a chat about the track today at Geelong. How are you, Jimmy?
Good, Michael. Very well. Thank you, Woz, for the nice words.
I'm surprised you're still sober. You'd have to be a big cat man, wouldn't you?
Look, I'm not. I'm a doggies man, and when you live in this town, you do get a little bit tired of the catters, but I'm very happy for them. But some of the supporters, hard to handle at times, but that's okay.
Just as well no one painted your grass blue and white over the weekend. How is it looking today? Have you had some better weather in recent days?
Just probably the last 24 hours. Good weather-wise, including today. Prior to that, we had 4.5 mil, so two nights ago, which put us in a soft six range for today, so 9.5 millimetres for the whole week. But that's not too bad. Like, we're starting to get some growth and recovery now, and the track has had a fair workload, and there is still a little bit of damage and some sort of fill right across evenly on the track out with the rail at 11. But it's healthy, and it should race well. So soft six and going stick of 9.
Do you think there'll be any particular pattern today, or will they be able to win from everywhere?
I think they will, yeah. I think with the 10 races, the rail will hold up for majority, if not all. I'd say half the card, they'll certainly be on the rail, and then they might just sort of edge off as the second half of the card and come down the middle to the outside part, not extreme outside, because that little 5 metre strip's been aerated. We do that just for safety and not having a mad rush to get to that outside fence. So that's done, but I think it should play pretty well, but they'll edge off as the day progresses.
Good on you, Jimmy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.
Jimmy Dalton with the track report there at Geelong. Time to get some good mail from a stable that is going very well. They've got some nice runners today and even at Flemington on Saturday. And I speak of Matty de Kock and Robbie Griffiths. Great to have a chat to Matt this morning. You well, Matt?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very well indeed. I'll probably be a little bit better if Yaka Ishii can win the second at Geelong, because she's been very well supported and she's put the writing on the wall in just her 4 starts, racing in stronger company and racing really well. Is today the day, is today the day we'll get to see him break through?
We really hope so. He's a really smart horse and he has been racing in some good company, so dropping back just to a normal regular maiden. Hopefully that can be the recipe for a victory today. It's competitive as always, but he's in good form, come on from his last run, so we expect him to race well.
He's drawn a good gate, stepping up to the 1400 to be up on speed as what he's done previously in his career. Is that what you expect?
Yeah, he naturally pings the barriers and has a beautiful big stride on him, so Jai can just place him exactly where he wants him on speed and hopefully dictate it, you know.
Well, he goes around to race number 2. In race number 3, you've got Arathorn, who is to be ridden by Lockie King. This is an Alpine Eagle, 3-year-old gelding, making its debut. What type of ability does it have?
Yeah, he's a full brother to Trontari that's been racing well in the city. But this guy, he probably has a bit more stamina than her. So today, we're expecting him to be, you know, slightly inexperienced and probably need the run. If he runs top 5 or 6, we'll be happy because he'll improve plenty, you know.
And then you've got a really interesting runner who goes around in race number 6, which is Thaler, a European who's having its first Australian run. Hasn't started for over a year. Is today a race over 1,200, which will just get a bit of fitness in the legs, or are you expecting Thaler to be able to do something first up in Australia?
He is a nice horse, and he's been showing us some quality work, but being off the track for a year and still being a colt, that's why we've elected to start him over 1,200, because we think he's going to need the run. So he'll be one worth watching and then following probably in his next 2 or 3 starts, you know.
best, obviously, the favourite, Yaka Ishi, today?
Yes.
Valley tomorrow, you've got Peshwa going around. It was a really good winner last start.
Yes, we've got Peshwa going around. We have options to run him in other races over the weekend as well. So just watch the scratching there. He's prepping for the Geelong Classic. He's a nice staying tot. So even though he won over a mile in maiden company, probably at this level tomorrow night, the mile will be a bit sharp for him. So he's prepping for the Geelong Classic in about 3 weeks' time.
And is Typhoon Titmus going to back up from the Jim Maloney on Saturday in the Edward Manifold?
Yeah, at this stage she is. We are trying to get her in the Guineas, and she's been really unlucky. She's run too close, a third and a fifth, and beaten less than a length, and pretty unlucky. So she just hasn't equated enough stake money. So we might have to run her on Saturday in order to do so. But she's come out of last week's run in good order, so if we elect to run, then she'll be a big runner.
And Dream Hour, who goes around in the Superimpose, was a really good winner last start at Sale. Steps up in grade on Saturday, out to 1,800. Is that what you're expecting this galloper to really relish?
Yeah, we think he's a nice horse. He won well last time, and his pedigree and all his heart rate data suggests stepping up in distance should be right up his alley. So we're throwing him in at the deep end, and hopefully he comes out with flying colours, so he's in good order, and we're expecting him to run well.
Good on you, Matt. Good luck over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Matthew de Kock there with a run-through of all his runners, not just at Geelong, but throughout the weekend as well. The first of 10 kicks off at 20 past 12, and it is over 1,765 metres. And just speaking of that last runner from the de Kock stable, we'll get to see a bit of that form line, because Dream Hour last start just bloused Starianne, who is the $1.60 favourite. Gee, it's in tight now. There are a couple of scratchings. Take out 8, 10, 13, 14. Punters expecting Starianne to start the day with the winning note. Maxi Bon is at $4.40. Amber Bethau is at also at $7. And then you're out to Halloween at $10. So I know there's been some scratchings, but Starianne's in pretty tight now at $1.60.
Yeah, I had her as my best last night and earlier this morning. You could get $1.80 this morning. There's been the late scratching of 8, This Is My Turf, and in particular that the scratching of Foxy Cleopatra had an impact on the market. The other two emergencies that came out. Look, I'm trusting that form through Dream Hour, and we saw Crux come through that form to win at Cranbourne yesterday. There was a good margin back to the rest of the opposition, and I just think it's the right race for her to break through, but we might have to go fishing for another best bet rather than the $1.60 pop. But I do think she can start off with a win and maybe roll into some multis either later today or over the weekend. 11 for me, Starianne. She just looks like she'll relish the rise in distance, and I think she's a horse with legitimate upside, particularly as she steps up in trip. 11 for me, clearly, ahead of 6 Amabutho. Comes through a strong race behind Arzino last start. He goes around as a strong chance in the Superimpose on Saturday at Flemington. And I thought he stuck to his task really well there. He'll be fitter with that run under the belt. Was only first up. Maxi Bond's getting deep enough into the preparation, but hard and fit, probably capable of being somewhere near the speed here. And I think there'll be a reasonable tempo with Bostock Raider rolling along on speed, and I don't think that Maxi Bond will be that far away. I think he's certainly in the mix from a multiples point of view. And 3 Halloween with the late scratching of This Is My Turf, I've got as next best. Gets the blinkers on here, and another one that'll be rolling along somewhere near the speed, you would think, with the application of that gear at this trip. Keen on 11, but at a short quote now, ahead of 6, 7 and 3.
11 best of the day, ahead of 6, 7 and 3. Let's see how confident trainer Trent Busserton is on the favourite Starianne.
Yeah, we like her. Look, she's going to get over a trip. She's going to ultimately be a real 2,000 metre plus filly, but look, anything other than a win today will be disappointing, to be honest. She's going to be a $1.80, $1.90 favourite, I'd suggest. So when they are like that, if they get beaten this morning, hasn't known how to put them away last couple. Sort of, she went up to win both times and just hasn't known how to lengthen out. So a bit of experience under her belt. Hopefully she gets the job done today.
Well, punters will be maybe rolling her at $1.60 or $1.70 into the favourite in the second at Geelong today, Yaka Ishi. Good push from Matty de Kock, and the scratchings here are 9, 13, 14, 15. Into 2.15 now, Yaka Ishi. Fame from the Peter Moody stable is at $4.60. Lips Don't Lie, $5. Stardom Always is at $8, and they're the only ones under double figure odds. So do we start the first two races with the favourite, Warren?
Yeah, Look, I think he's the one to beat, Michael. He's tight enough, but all his runs to date have been good. And just think watching that race first up, when the deputy won that race, he just looked a peak on his run the last 50-100 metres or so. So he'll strip fitter, he'll be in a forward spot. And I think he's the one to beat. Seven ahead of three Fame, who ran well on debut behind Lindemann. That form's held up quite well. The horse has been running well in Sydney. And put Quicken Up nicely late in a jump out recently down the back straight at Pakenham. 1,400 metres, a good kick-off point for the next campaign for Fame. Six Stardom awaits. Gets the winkers on here. Another one who's had a solid hit out in a jump out in the Western Districts. Like the way he worked through the line there. And there's nothing wrong with the form through his first racing preparation. Eight Lips Don't Lie also gets the winkers on. Stuck on OK on debut. Should get a soft run from that draw. 7, 3, 6, 8.
7, 3, 6, and 8 in the second today at Geelong. Race number 3, over 13.47. Take out 5, 13, 14, 15. Day in Heaven, a debutante by Doomsday from the Matty Laurie stable, is the favourite here. Just a little easy this morning, 3.80 out to $4. Gunshot Glitter. A good push this morning from Philip Stokes, and I've missed the price. It's $9.50 into $5. Gargantuan at $6, and then we're out to Tater at $6 as well. What can you tell us about the debutant?
I think the two debutants, both Taita and Day in Heaven, have jumped out nicely. I like the way Taita worked through the line under relatively light riding in a recent jump out for the Chris Wallace stable, and Day in Heaven's got the winkers on for the debut, had them on in a recent jump out, looked to be very well educated and you know, a little bit precocious in some way in terms of having some tactical speed. So no knock at all on the first starters here. I think they're competitive. But gee, I like the run of Dante's Peak on debut behind Queen of the Green, who's highly regarded from connections. And it was a high-pressure race early, so it was set up for horses to make some ground from off the speed. But I thought his effort to finish just behind the place getters was terrific. And he began well enough, and I think Remy Trensel wisely just eased out of that early speed battle. And from an inside draw here, I think he'll settle a lot closer. I think there's still reasonable speed in the race, although Shuri Ladd coming out of it probably takes a little bit of pressure out of it. I think number one, Dante's Peak's an each-way play here. One, for me, at a six, Taita, one of the debutants. Love the way worked through the line in a recent jump out, and like what number seven, Day in Heaven's been doing leading into her debut performance. And look, I put two Gargantuan as next best. He covered a bit of ground, was beaten by a smart horse who probably had a bit on them and hit him on debut, but I think that form can be trusted, and I had it just ahead of Gunshot Glitter as next best, and leaving out a Philip Stokes trained runner from your top four could be something that I live to regret. 1, 6, 7, and 2.
1, 6, 7, and 2 in the third. Race number 4 over 13.47. Scratch 3, 10, 14, and 15. We heard earlier that Golden Virtue, Avitrine, is the one of the best-backed runners of the entire meeting. It's into $2.40. Mowat Man's at $2.80 from the O'Brien stable, and then Shoot the Lights Out's at $8.50, along with Undercover Agent. So there's not much between the top two in the betting, but Golden Virtue is the market leader here, Warren.
Yeah, look, I love what I've seen from number 8, Mowat Man. I mean, trials and jump outs are obviously only a guide, and they're very different to race day pressure, but gee, looks to move well, and from a wider draw, I'm not sure where he's going to end up in the run, but I like him on a spacious track at this distance range on debut, and as I said, I just love the way he moves in his jump outs, number 8, Mowat Man. Golden Vitrine's had a couple of recent trials and jump outs to get back to the races, not really tested, but some significant gear changes here, being gelded during the break, the blinkers come on, crossover noseband goes off from a leading stable with Johnny Allen aboard. Well, it's a good formula. They look the two key runners to me. I like the way number 5, Super Valentine's been trialling up. He's also been gelded and he's got the blinkers on. He was given a solid hit out in a recent jump out. And 4, Shoot the Lights Out, looks to be coming to hand okay for another racing preparation. 8, 2, 5, 4.
8, 2, 5, and 4 in the fourth. Race number 5 is over 11.47. We can scratch 4, 7, 10, 12, and 15. It's been a bit of a spruik about Greece, and we've been waiting a while to see this runner from the Mar Eustace stable, Jamie Carr, going down to Geelong to ride. It's been beautifully bred, and it is now into odds on 215. I know there's been scratchings into 175. Eye of the Eagle is at $3.40. Screaming Diva, $7.50. Chevelle Schick at $9. So this is an intriguing little race because Johnny McArdle did have a good push for Eye of the Eagle in its first campaign, as well as being a pretty smart galloper. And they are the two that head the markets.
And I think, deservedly so, they're probably two of the horses in the meeting that could progress on. Eye of the Eagle, he was very good in his first racing preparation. He doesn't look quite as sharp in the jump outs leading into this preparation. He was asked and responded nicely. I think he's a really nice horse. But at this trip, first up for both of them, I'm siding with Greece, who, look, she was a star at the trials leading into the lead-ups to the Golden Slipper and was high in futures betting there. And she pulled up with heat stress, a slow recovery, and didn't really handle the heavy 10 conditions. So perhaps a forgive day on debut, and she's trialled up equally as well going into this preparation. I think an important gear change too, something you like to see, Michael, with synthetic hoof fillers come off. Pre-race earmuffs are on and the tongue ties on, and she's trialled up nicely, Jamie Carter ride, and she's highly regarded, well-bred, as you said, and just forgiving that that debut performance and her trials are just that of a horse with well above average ability. So going to go with her, 11 ahead of 8. Eye of the Eagle, I think he'll be very strong late. I'd expect Greece to settle in front of him in the run, but I think he'll be charging at her late. Six Screaming Divas, had a tick over jump out between runs. All the runs to date have been pretty solid. I think probably just unlucky to come up against a race where there's a couple of horses that appear to be destined to go on to much greater heights. And Chevelle Chick's moved nicely in the jump outs. Danny O'Brien's got some nice debutants heading to the races today, and he does like to use the Geelong track for some of his nicer horses. And we might see something emerge from the stable today. 11, 8, 6, 9.
11, 8, 6 and 9 in race number 5, which means we've got one more race to go before we take a break before the quaddy. It's a 10-race card today at Geelong. And in race number 6 over 12.47, take out 4, 8, 14 and 15. Mirami Express is at $3.40. Hedham at $3.60. Honeycup $4.20. And then Ballinora, who's first up today, is at $6. Who do you like in the 6, Warren?
Gee, I reckon it's a really competitive race, Michael. And I'm with Ballinora, number 7. Each way here. I like horses that can show the ability to accelerate in jump outs, and the Stokes stable are flying at the moment. Just love the acceleration Ballinora showed down the back straight at Pakenham, just picking up some ground late in a recent jump out. She looks like she's coming to hand well. She's a previous first up winner. So each way for me, 7, Ballinora, head of 2, Hedham, who I think was expected to be a lot closer to the speed, was slowly away, overcame difficulties and won well. And I think the heavy track was probably a little bit against Hedham on debut. Went up there, I think, to Swan Hill looking for a drier track and ended up running on a heavy track but still winning. Might have been a bonus. Been back to the jump outs between runs and wasn't that far away behind in the boat. And our mate Dino also involved in the ownership of Hedham as well as in the boat. So I think Hedham's a really nice horse and he can measure up to this stronger grade following that maiden victory on debut. 3, Mirami Express. He's been fit, consistent. He doesn't know how to run poorly, and he ran well first up. He'll strip fitter. 9, Honeycup. Thought the debut win was solid and then stuck on okay last start. I think this trip looks suitable at this stage of the career. 7 each way ahead of 2, 3 and 9.
7 each way at a good price. Ballinora's $6 ahead of what were those second or third numbers?
7, 2, 3 and 9, Michael.
7, 2, 3 and 9. Hopefully that's built our bank for the quaddy, which is coming up race number 7, the first leg after the break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at today's meeting at Geelong, where we are up to the first leg of the quaddy, which is race number 7. It kicks off at 3:30 and it's over 2,470 metres with one scratching, number 11. The favourite here is Lindelani at $2.60, Bare Arms at $5, Stan the Caddy $8, as is Tika Klaas at $8. So firm favourite in the first leg of the quaddy. Do we need more than just Lindelani to be safe?
Yeah, we do, Michael, but gee, I think she's the one to beat and she's trimmed up this morning and away from the short price favourite in the first. I thought she might be the next best. She only won a benchmark 58 last start, but she won it really well and she's a horse who early in her career she looked quite a promising stayer and she might have plateaued a little bit, but I think she's got things back on track and I do think she's clearly the one to beat. She was 1,700 up to 2,200 metres last start, so
the extra trip will suit out to the 2470 here, but importantly, I think she'll even strip fitter with that run under the belt. So clearly number eight, Lindelani for me. Ahead of Stan McCaddy, who's been mixing jumps racing and flat racing, he comes here on the fresh side, but he's got residual fitness, and I think he'll run well somewhere near the speed. Stablemate from the Pateman Stable, Arctica Class, is also going well, mixing jump racing and flat racing, but competitive in this grade. And importantly, I think Lindelani's capable of at least progressing on to a slightly better grade than this, where a number of these are probably in their right grade. And Bare Arms, who probably would have liked the track to stay in the heavy range, but notification just coming through that Erin Boyd's not riding Bare Arms, and Jamie Carr's picked up the ride. So significant late riding change on number five, Bare Arms. I'm keen on eight ahead of 2, 3 and 5.
8 ahead of 2, 3 and 5 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 8 is a 64 over 1765. Take out 8 and 13. Kapalua Sunset, $3.60. That was the Bald Eagle's best bet of the day. Vidachi's at $4.40. Mornington Mask, $6.50. And I Could Do Better at $7. Who do you like here, Warren?
Well, I'm with the Bald Eagle here. Not as the best bet, but certainly is a great winning chance. Number 7. Kapalua Sunset, I thought she did enough first up. She's been back for a tick over jump out since, and I think second up out to this trip on a spacious track suits her. 7 ahead of 1, I Could Do Better. Jump outs going into this first preparation for Maddie Raymond were terrific, and there might have been excuses in stronger grade with the first couple of runs, but after almost a year off, might have taken just a little bit of racing to blow the cobwebs out. Appreciated the drop in grade last start. The nose roll goes on today. I think that's the main danger, is 1, I Could Do Better. 3, Vidachi was solid enough to the line last start. Should be at peak fitness now and gets the winkers on. 11, Mornington Mask. Really well ridden by Hannah LeBlanc to drop back in grade and have that easy kill last start. But some of the runs in stronger company than maiden grade are at least competitive here. 7, 1, 3, 11.
7, 1, 3 and 11 in race number 9. Over 1447, scratch 12, 13, 14 and 15. Thalersian, Ollie on board for Caroline Jennings, is the 260 favourite. Untouchable Ed, well back today, $4.80, and Just Do It is at $4.80 as well, was?
Yeah, I think the market's identified the key hopes here. 5, Thalersian, first racing prep, but continuing to race well, and I do think that the slight rise in distance will suit on what we've been seeing. 4, Untouchable Ed, well, it was just a case of what might have been first up. Didn't get a crack at them in the home straight. The debut run at Bendigo, the performance winning there was terrific and just didn't get let go. So it comes in here, still on the fresh side, looks the main danger. 7, Lord Aquar, I think, strolled up quite nicely to kick off the campaign at this trip to Hillcrest Most. Consistent, honest maps for a good run. 5, 4, 7, 2.
5, 4, 7, 2 in the second last race. The last is over 1447 and we can scratch 1, 3, 12, 13, 14, 15. The favourite, Heavy Duty, is at 360. Dayan Star, 390. Queen of Nations, 460 and 650. Ivory's Delight looks a tricky end to the card.
I think it's a competitive race, Michael, but I'm not arguing with Heavy Duty, particularly kicking off the campaign at just over the 1400 metres. Recent jump outs have been encouraging, and I'm going to go with 8 ahead of 4, Dayan Star, who resumes gelded for the new stable. The blinkers come off, and I think the jump outs have been very good also. 2, Ivory's Delight's got that recent race fitness. The blinkers go on, swapped for the visors coming off, and I thought chased behind a smart horse in St Lawrence quite well last start. 5, Hang Your Hat. Haven't seen a recent trial or jump out. I think any late money might be worth looking out for number 5, Hang Your Hat. 8, 4, 2, 5.
8, 4, 2, and 5. All right, Woz, how do we play the day? A few shorties, which are the ones we're going to multi up?
Might have to get creative, Michael, with a multi. As you said, race 1, number 11, Starry Ann, I think can kick us off a winner, but she's at a short quote. I'll make the next best, race 7, number 8, Lindelani. Value, race 3, number 1, Dante's Peak. Happy to play each way there. Quaddie first leg, 8, 2, 3 and 5. Second leg, 7, 1, 3 and 11. Third leg, numbers 5, 4 and 7. Coming home with numbers 8, 4, 2 and 5. Going to take an all up for player of the day with my two best. Race 1, number 7, Starry Ann. Into race 7, number 8, Lindelani.
Sounds like a good play, Woz. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley with all of his selections for Geelong's meeting today. Don't forget, you can see any of or listen to any of the interviews that we've had throughout the morning on rsn.net.au, and you can find all of the tips too at rsn.net.au.